I think it's important for me to state on the onset that the movement for multi-party democracy is not directly opposed to the president using any one of our members, especially the fact that our party has just been in government and has got experience and proven leaders that can help him to guide the nation. MMD, however, has a problem, and the problem is twofold. Number one, we believe that Mr. Sata and his government have continued to poach or to come and take members of parliament from our party without any regard or respect for dialogue with the movement for multi-party democracy concerning the movement of our members. It is also true that the moment our deputy minister, or rather our members, become deputy ministers, they switch their voting in the House from voting with the opposition to voting with government. And that also injures the very emerging democracy of our country.
But, sir, are you not concerned that these members of your party might switch sides to the ruling party?
Well, in effect, they have already switched sides. If they are not voting with us on critical national matters for which the Zambian people in their constituency voted for them, there is no loss on our part. They are no longer voting with us.
Did you say, sir, that perhaps the Michael Sata ruling party might be trying to get these members from your party because of coming legislature?
Exactly. We have the constitutional bill which is going to come to the House. We are aware that the Patriotic Front is totally opposed to the 50% plus one for voting in a Republican president provision in the Constitution, which has been placed in the draft Constitution. And they are also against, secondly, the Zambian people want arrangement to the president so that vice presidents are not fired at will by the president, and also have no need to go back to elections when something happens to the president in case of death or incapacitation. And so the PF would like those to be thrown out of the Constitution, but they don't have the numbers in the House. And the only way for their agenda to be pushed forward is to find the political party from which they can draw members. And MMD was the perfect choice because for the past 6 months or so, they looked totally destabilized with no leadership. So when they were offered jobs, they ran for them just as a way to survive.